doctor to doctor. Here's a word for physicians and other healthcare professionals. I've learned so much from patients who've had concussions, TBI, and PTSD. They're frustrated because they're not improving. They have hit the wall. Many have the impression that their health providers have basically given up on them. In fact, many of them expressed a fear that they would not get any better. I know as physicians and professionals, we have to be realistic and truthful. However, I also know that there have been some miracles over the years. One such story stands out for me, and I want to share it with you. Over the years, I've delivered some 13,000 babies. This was a huge part of my career early on, before I started concentrating on hormonal care. One night when I was on call, there was an obstetrical emergency. The laboring mother started bleeding profusely and had a placental abruption. This is a situation where a portion of the placenta comes away from its attachment to the uterus and causes significant bleeding. In this case, the baby suddenly receives much less blood flow and much less oxygen. In fact, the baby may not survive this event. The mother is also at great risk. An emergency cesarean section was the only way that could save the baby. As usual, I had a great anesthesiologist and a nursing crew working with me that day. Everyone sprang into action and moved the mother into the operating room and prepped her for surgery in record time. There was no opportunity to give her an epidural or a spinal anesthetic, so the mother had to receive general anesthesia. There was no time to count the instruments. Every second matters during these critical situations. In less than 2 minutes, I made the initial incision and delivered the baby within seconds. I was crushed. The baby was floppy and deadly white. Throughout the hospital, a cardiac arrest call was made. We were blessed with having excellent pediatricians available for such emergencies. One of the very best, Dr. Bob Eisenman, was already in the room to resuscitate the baby. He had his team of skilled nurses with him. At this point, as the surgeon, things were very much out of my hands. I stood there and delivered the placenta and started sewing up the uterus. As the room filled with people from the arrest call, we had to tell them that we had all the help that we needed. As I looked over at Dr. Eisenman, who was working furiously on the baby, hope was draining from me. The poor little infant continued to be pale, floppy, and I didn't hear any crying. The resuscitation continued for many minutes, and still there was no sign of life in the baby. I finished completing the C-section and said to Bob, "Is it time to let the baby go?" This was a sign of defeat that no obstetrician likes to face. I was devastated. However, Bob raised his finger. He looked at me and said, "I hear something." He was getting a faint heartbeat. Bob soon rushed the baby out of the operating room and into intensive care. The baby had survived the first half hour of life, but it was still in critical condition. She was being transferred to the McMaster University Medical Center, where I had done my training. It was, and still is, known as being one of the top obstetrical and neonatal centers in Canada. Later that day, when the mother was stable from the procedure, she was transferred to McMaster to be with her baby. Over the next few weeks, I learned that the baby had survived and was progressing. As time went on, I didn't see the mother and didn't have any follow-up information on baby M. Seldom a day went by that I didn't have a thought about this child. I was very aware that such critical situations can lead to cerebral palsy, brain damage, and poor development, and it haunted me. It is interesting that obstetricians seldom think about all the babies they saved, but they dwell on the ones that didn't do well, in spite of the skill and care of the whole obstetrical team. Many years later, the mother was referred to me for a gynecological problem. When I saw her name on my patient list for the day, the whole situation of the delivery instantly came back to me. It was emotional.